For Wyoming, the minerals industry is essential to the state's economic health. But the booms and busts of the volatile energy market have made the state's economy equally turbulent. Recently, the state has tried to diversify and attract different types of businesses to the region, and that effort is producing limited signs of success. 2 years ago, the state managed to entice Great Lakes Airlines to move its headquarters from Spencer, Iowa, to Cheyenne. But now, financial problems for this regional carrier threaten to undermine the state's fledgling attempts to diversify. Wyoming Public Radio's Aaron Alpern reports.
Wyoming has the country's smallest population, scattered across its ninth largest area. Its small communities vary dramatically, from the vast barren plains around Gillette to the breathtaking mountainous landscapes in the towns that surround Yellowstone National Park. Great Lakes Airlines serves all 10 of the state's commercial airports, and in 7 towns, it is the only airline. Dick O'Gara is the director of Cheyenne's Center for Economic and Business Data. He says Wyoming's economic health depends on a reliable air carrier.
We're trying to get high-tech businesses. We're trying to get manufacturing businesses in here. They require quick travel, easy access to airline travel, and without it, we're just not going to be able to get those companies to even look at us.
But Great Lakes, now the state's leading carrier, is struggling. Last year, the airline lost some $8 million. By the third quarter of this year, it had already reported $15 million in losses. Economist Dick O'Gara says Wyoming's economic future is in jeopardy unless Great Lakes can turn things around. However, he says the company is in trouble because of the communities it serves, small markets with few travelers.
They had financial problems before they even got here. I mean, that's been pretty well documented. They're not a particularly strong airline company, and I think you find that of all the regional carriers throughout the nation, there are very few that are solid performers.
For their part, Great Lakes officials make every attempt to paint a much rosier picture. They point to a new partnership with Frontier Airlines. This national carrier is the number 2 airline after United at Great Lakes Hub, Denver International Airport. Great Lakes Vice President for Marketing Dick Fontaine expects the new partnership to attract more travelers.
There'll be 35 locations that will have the Frontier product line added to what we've always had with United. So I would say that, you know, we're offering more than what we had in the past, and it certainly is going to make air travel on our flights more attractive.
Inside Casper's Natrona County International Airport, a group of business travelers discuss Great Lakes as they wait for their flights. Sam Wiseman works in the art business in Casper. He's not convinced by Great Lakes' optimistic view of its future.
They're in trouble because there's no market up here. I mean, Wyoming is a unique place. I mean, it's a wonderful, wonderful place to live. But, I mean, when you have 450,000 people spread out over 100,000 square miles, there's no reason to expect that there's going to be good airline service. It's chicken egg. If you had real business here, you'd have real airlines here.
Great Lakes' financial problems also affect the local economies in neighboring states. Including Wyoming, there are 28 towns where Great Lakes service is the only option to travelers. That includes 3 locations in Colorado, 4 in North Dakota, and 8 in Nebraska. For NPR News, I'm Aaron Alpern in Casper, Wyoming.